sonho hoje de cachorro?
Sim.
Graças a Deus, você chegou.
Quem é o responsável aqui?
Padre Almeida.
Espera um momento.
Tirando do santuário por alguma razão?
Não, mas o povo dessa vila amava o Padre Almeida.
A estátua só começou a chorar no dia que ele morreu. No dia que as pombas voltaram.
As lágrimas de Nossa Senhora é o sangue de Cristo.
Tem muita fé, ainda posso
fazer
no nosso
dia. Sugiro que tire o santuário daí agora.
Temos que empuxá-la.
Quer ajudá-la?
Sim.
Não, não. Padre Almeida nunca permitiria.
Verdadeiro rosário do Padre Almeida. $5, olha que bonita, moço. Compra a cruz.
Comprei um barato.
Não, eu gosto.
Imagem.
Vamos custar.
Ei, filho, onde vai, filho?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
It's raining down, it's in the fire. trash.
What, are you too tired to go home with me?
Might be tired, but I'm not dead.
It's you. You have the most persistent ring I know.
Well, I just wanted to say hi while I'm near a phone. How are you?
Where are you anyway?
Belo Quinto near Rio. It's beautiful.
Mom, hold on. I'm getting another call. Hello?
It's about time. Where you been, baby?
Ha ha. I hate it when you just leave. You could at least say goodbye.
Why?
Why? Forget it. Look, I got my mom on the other line, long distance. I'll see you tonight.
All right, I'll see you later.
Mom?
What?
Hi, I'm back.
Uh-huh.
So how do you like Rio?
Oh, it was great. Did you get my package?
Yeah, I got it yesterday.
Well, what did you think? Did you like it? Did you open it
Hold
yet?
On, I'm going to change phones.
Well, what do you think? Did you get a chance to look at everything?
I'm opening it now.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Oh, pretty good.
Aren't those
brush.
Pretty?
Cute brush.
I saw Lady May.
Okay.
How is that? It's a little doll or something.
A necklace?
Well, no, it's not really
cool.
A necklace. It's a grocery.
Where'd you get it?
This little village called Belo Quinto.
I didn't even know you were there.
I took a little side trip over here. So what do you think of the presents? Do you love them?
Mm,
I'm
wow.
so glad I got a chance to talk to you. I'm going on that cruise. I'm not going to talk to you for a month, and I have to run.
Okay, have fun. I love you.
I love
I'm
you
glad you called, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let me get a bacon and egg sandwich, too. Let's go.
Coming up.
What's up? You're not eating today?
I threw up this morning with a small pig.
Late?
A week.
A week?
I don't know, a few days. That's so weird.
You're so dramatic. I think you're just sucking yourself out.
I feel like my heart went to go live in my stomach. Okay, it's not traumatic. What if I'm having a baby?
Well,
no, what if I'm being a person in this world?
Man, what if? You've got options.
You know what? I don't want to think about it. It's making me crazy.
You should go.
You know what? Let's get
Thanks.
Our tired asses this. To work.
Because
we are late.
You're always late. There's nothing new.
Amaro.
Gentile. Non mi sembra il caso.
Radio Maria della Vanità. Per la grande gloria di Gesù Cristo vi propagandiamo il miracolo di Dio. Radio Vaticano, la vera voce dei cristiani di tutto il mondo. sacrificio, la maestà, la purezza, la meraviglia della fede cristiana. Oggi vi presentiamo il coro Vaticano cantando una delle memorie della fede cristiana, il durevole premio del Giulietta Deo.
Father Andrew Kim, welcome back.
Cardinal Hausmann.
These are interesting. What's the trick?
Well, to be honest, I don't know.
They probably made a fortune out of it. And
what was this? Infrared photographs of tears. The statue is made of stone, therefore room temperature, but the tears show up as white because they're warm.
Warm tears?
Yes. My lab report and analysis confirmed that the blood from the statue is not only warm, but human. I know what you're thinking, but with all due respect, Daniel, this isn't a fake. It's a freestanding mass of solid stone, and there is no scientific explanation.
Andrew, it's my understanding you were sent to Brazil in order to investigate the appearance of the Virgin Mary on the side of a building.
Yes, but while I was in Sao Paulo, I heard about the statue, so I decided to go and investigate.
And?
And what?
The face of the Virgin Mary on the building.
It's an oxidation stain caused by rainwater running down untreated sidewalls. Causes an optical illusion of a veiled woman.
Good. We'll consider the matter closed. Father Dario has your next assignment.
I was hoping that perhaps you could send me back to Bel Quinto.
Why?
Because I need to do some more tests on the statue.
You're telling me you left the statue in Bel Quinto?
Yes. I was going to take it back, obviously, but when I saw the effect that it had on the people, it's amazing. It's become almost like a cornerstone of their faith.
Andrew, the cornerstone of their faith is the church, not a crying statue. When you're in the field, you're a representative of the Catholic Church and the congregation of the causes of the saints.
Yes, I'm very well aware of that, Daniel. I am also a scientist and I observe the facts. And the facts are that this statue has tears of blood.
Well, if that's the case, you know the policy. The statue is brought back to the Vatican. We conduct expert tests. Geologists, engineers, medical examiners. We've examined 50 or 60 crying statues in the last 12 months. Not a single one of them has turned
out
to be.
Yes, I'm very well aware of that, but I just wanted you to know that in my opinion, I think that this is different.
I'm not going to allow you to go back to Brazil. We'll get a geologist down there, and if he sees fit, we'll get the statue sent back for further tests. Brother Dario, get me all the information you can on this church in Belo Pinto, would you? Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
I have never seen him this way before.
Andrew's problem is he can't decide if he's a scientist or a priest.
You are going to drive yourself crazy.
No.
If you're worried about being pregnant, why don't we go to the store right now and get a test?
Oh, well, let's just give it a couple days, okay?
Are you sure?
Okay. And stop mothering me, yes.
All right, girlfriend. I'll call you later.
Okay, bye.
Drive safe.
There's nothing new.
That's why I'm bringing a person into this world.
Frankie, you've got options.
foot fishes off the map, 195 up to 120.
Start a full change, Cub. Where's the IP? I need a bolus, no more kidding. 300. I'm calling it. Cold blue. Get the paddles. Get them dealt. Okay, ready?
Mom, get the paddles.
All right, Claire.
Wait, temperature and blood pressure are back to normal.
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Redstein. Do you know what your name is?
What happened? Where am I?
You're in the emergency room. You were found unconscious in your apartment. Do you remember anything?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I get some more help over here? We need some 4x4s. We have a very deep laceration here.
Oh, my God. It's gone right through.
Miss, you can't go in there.
Sir, I'm
please,
sorry, Doctor.
Please
I
have
just
a
need
seat.
To know what.
She'll be fine.
Going on with
please
her.
Have a seat. Thank you.
These are puncture wounds, Frankie, caused by the entry of a sharp object. Are you in any pain?
No. That's weird, isn't it?
Well, will you look at that? It only bleeds when I touch it.
Maybe you should not touch it.
Both wounds are identical, the same size, same shape. She missed the main artery by less than a centimeter.
You keep saying she, but I didn't do this.
What's happening in your life, Frankie? Do you have a lot of stress at work?
I cut hair.
Do you have any trouble with a significant other?
Yes.
And that is?
I'm not very significant. Look, how long is this going to take? I want to go home.
Oh, I think you should stay here at least 24 hours for observation. We need to get a handle on this.
There's nothing to get a handle on.
Frankie, I'm not going to kid you. With wounds like this, it's pretty obvious that they were self-inflicted.
You think I did this? It would never happen. I love being me. Ask anyone.
Frankie, turn the light off, honey, and come to bed.
Do you smell flowers in here or something? No.
It smells like jasmine or hyacinth or something.
I don't smell anything.
You need anything?
No. Good night. Good night.
Buonasera, signor.
Buonasera. Da chiamare il monitor.
Si deve filmare.
Non vorrei soltanto vederlo.
No, tutti devono filmare cose. Grazie, signore.
Loro anche.
Sarà domani dalle 12:30 alle 4.
Duty free. Welcome back.
Gianni, come stai?
Ah, God is good.
So I was Bellaquinto. What do you know about Bellaquinto? I was sent to San Paolo.
Yeah, God lives here, remember? We know everything.
God.
So how are you doing?
I don't know. I travel around the world investigating miracles. And then I disprove them. The real miracle is anybody believes anything. I don't know what I'm doing, to tell you the truth.
None of us know what we are doing.
So what are you working on?
I have no idea.
Well, how can you translate something if you have no idea?
I'm a linguist, Andrew. I translate words, not their relevance. But this one is a second century gospel.
How many is that you're up to now?
Well, I've helped translate about 15. That only leaves 20 still to go.
So there are, 35 gospels?
Everyone had a different experience of Jesus, so they all wrote different stories. You see, all the gospels there, yeah, interpretations, memories, dreams, reflections.
And there's no one gospel in Jesus' actual words.
We're all blind men in a cave, looking for a candle that was lit 2,000 years ago.
So what's in this text?
I was only given every third page.
Why?
The most sensitive documents are always divided into threes among us. one-third to the Dominicans, one-third to the Franciscans, and one-third to us Jesuits. The truth of any document is only known to a very powerful few.
That's typical of this place, isn't it?
We live in a highly competitive world, Andrew. The church is no exception.
Nothing ever gets out of here, does it? Unless, of course, they want to tell.
So, Jen, tell us about your date.
It was with a tax lawyer.
Tax lawyer?
Yeah. Well, when I first met him, he seemed really cool.
Hey.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, Frankie.
How you feeling?
Fine.
Really okay or just okay?
I'm fine. So how's my day looking?
Well, I started your first client and your book solid until 7.
Thanks. Wanna come over here? Okay, we'll go back to Jen and dish the drugs.
So, you seem pretty cool. Divorced. But no kids. But he left the table in the middle of dinner to call his mother in Oregon.
Major points for the long-distance mom.
Yeah. You know, I thought I'd give him a shot. But you won't believe what he did. Every single time he invited me to stay, he growled.
Are you speaking to me?
Are you Andrew Kiernan?
Andrew Kiernan? No, my name's Father Durning. May I help you?
No one can help me now, it's fucked. Ah!
Frankie Page, we're going to schedule some more tests for this afternoon around 4.
Did you run a pregnancy test?
Yes.
Am I pregnant?
No.
Was I?
I don't know.
Psychotic or dying or
both? Well, none of the above. Actually, I think that you're quite rational. And despite the wounds you suffered, you're in very good health. There is another possibility that is of concern. Epilepsy.
Epilepsy?
We've run some preliminary tests. And all things considered, I think it might explain a lot.
But that seems impossible. How can you just wake up one day and have that?
Well, you can't. But you've described blunt trauma to the head, disturbing hallucinations. You're hearing voices. These could all indicate epilepsy.
So what do we do now?
We're going to insert some electrodes into the upper neocortex.
Wait a minute, wait. You want to put wires inside my head?
Frankie, we're going to do whatever we can to find out what's causing this. You hang in there.
I think you should get a second opinion.
Miss Page, I'm Father Durning. You spoke to me on the train?
Oh, yeah?
I'd like to talk to you about what happened.
Why?
Do you know what the stigmata are?
Father, I gotta get Frankie home. Thanks.
I understand how you feel, but please call me if you change your mind.
Okay.
Andrew, come here. I think we've found your next assignment.
I was hoping that perhaps you changed your mind about sending me to Bel Quinto.
We have no record of a church in Bel Quinto.
What? That's impossible. There must be some mistake.
No mistake, Father. I have checked into it myself. If there is a church in Bel Quinto, it is not one of ours.
We have no record of a priest assigned to that village either. This was sent to us by Father Durning in Pittsburgh from the train security camera.
What are we supposed to be looking for?
Watch.
Stop.
Obviously, it is some sort of attack. Maybe possession?
The wrists are bandaged.
According to Father Durning, she was whipped repeatedly by an unseen force.
How important is this, really, Daniel?
We don't know yet.
Then why are you sending me?
Because of this clipping from the Pittsburgh Globe.
20 terrified witnesses, unexplained wounds.
Catholic priest. The publicity is unfortunate, but I'm sure by the time I get there, it'll be completely blown over.
We're investigating this one.
priest in the paper said that he was Hey, Frankie.
Hey, I feel like I should do a monologue or something. Hey, Cheryl. Come on over here and have a seat. I'll just be a second.
You know what? I think I'm just going to wait for Donna.
Oh,
would you guys stop whispering like this was a goddamn church? Hi.
Hello.
You have an appointment or?
No, I don't.
Well, would you like a haircut, a manicure, or maybe you'd like to have your nipples pierced?
Well, maybe if we just start with a trim, we could go from there. Thank you.
Come on, have a seat. All right, here we go. I'm going to put this cape on so you don't get your scratchy neck.
Oh, thank you.
So, where are you from?
I live in Rome, actually.
Oh, cool.
And you?
I'm from Naples.
Ah, Naples.
Mm-hmm.
Naples, la città più bella del mondo.
Naples, Florida.
Ah.
I'm up here to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Which school?
Claudia's University of Cosmetology. See, I'm accredited.
Oh, cool.
Am I going crazy, or is Frankie hitting on a priest?
What do I call you? I feel kind of weird calling a guy who could date father. I mean, I couldn't date you, but, you know.
Oh, no. You just made my day. Thank you. You can call me Andrew. Andrew Kieran, that's my name.
I know this is going to sound kind of strange, but I've sort of been expecting you. So, you live in Rome?
Yes, but I travel a great deal, so I'm rarely there. Thank you.
Coffee, honey?
Oh. So what brings you to Pennsylvania?
Well, Father Durning asked us to come and speak to you, Miss Page.
Us? Who's us? I thought you were a priest.
Well, I am a priest, but I'm also an investigator. I work for a division of the Vatican called the Congregation for the Causes of the Saints. Do you mind if I switch this
on?
No, go ahead. Thank you. What is your full name?
Frankie Page.
Your age?
22.
And which church do you attend?
I don't attend.
But you are Catholic?
No, I don't go to church because I don't believe in God.
Well, that's really it for me. That's all I need to know, Miss Page.
That's it?
Yes. See, stigmatics are deeply religious people.
There's no exception. Why did they get stuck?
When Christ died on the cross, he died with 5 wounds. His back was scourged by whips. There were gashes on his forehead. No crown of thorns. There were nails driven through his hands and feet. And finally, a spear driven through his side. Throughout history, only deeply devout people have been afflicted, these ones.
Why?
There really is no satisfactory scientific explanation.
All stigmatics are haunted by such intense spiritual pain. In some ways, it affects them physically. They're assaulted by their own visions of evil, and they manifest this battle in their bodies.
The Church, on the other hand, regards it as a gift. A gift from God.
A gift? Can I give it back? Can I show you these and you can tell me what you think?
Yes. Yes, of course.
coffee, honey?
Well, what do you think?
It doesn't really matter what I think, Miss Fitch.
What's that mean?
It means officially this is not a case for the church. To say that a self-confessed atheist exhibits the words of Christ as a contradiction in terms.
And look, you know what?
Read that. I found that on my kitchen table the other morning.
Now, I don't know what that says, but that handwriting is mine.
Let's tell you. It says, split a piece of wood, and I'm there. Lift a stone, and you will find me. It's quite beautiful.
This isn't beautiful. This is a warning. It means no matter what I do,
Page,
no matter
Ms.
where
Page,
I go, I can't escape this.
Miss Page, I would really like to help you.
You know what? You know what? This is not going anywhere. You don't know what this is. You can't give me any kind of answer. Off you go, Miss Carrot.
Satisfactory scientific explanation. Stigmatics are deeply religious people. We're going to do whatever we can to find out. But all things considered, I think it might explain a lot. Throughout history, only people who believe deeply in God have been afflicted with issues. The nearer they come to God, the more open they are to the torment of their demons. The church regards it as a gift. A gift from God.
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Paige!
Father Downing's church.
Hey.
I think she should get some rest.
You all right? You look like shit.
Smells like flowers.
Got stuff all in your hair.
Pronto.
Gianni, come stai?
Andrew, how are you?
Gianni, listen.
Could you help me with the translation?
See, do you have it there?
Yes, I have it here.
Read it to me.
I'll play it for you now. Well, what is it? Is it gibberish?
No, it's not gibberish at all.
Andrew, who's speaking these words?
Thank you.
Good morning, Miss Page. You're up early.
Hey, I think you made a mistake.
What do you mean?
I can't have stigmata.
Jesus was crucified through the palms of his hands, not his wrists. And look at my wounds, they're through the wrists. So you're wrong.
Actually, scientists have discovered that in Roman times, people were crucified through the wrists, not the palms. There's no way that the hands could have supported the weight of the body, so they did crucify them through the wrists.
No, wait. You're telling me that every painting, every statue of Christ, every single crucifix in the whole world is wrong?
No. No, just inaccurate. They're impressions of the truth. Icons are meant to be inspirational.
Miss Page, there's something else you should know. The words you keep repeating that you thought were nonsense. Well, it's not. It's actually a very specific language. It's a form of Aramaic.
What?
It's a form of Aramaic that hasn't been used for 1900 years. It's a dialect that was used in Galilee around the time of Jesus.
Split a piece of wood, and I'm there. Lift a stone, and you will find me.
Get through?
No.
Her machine didn't even pick up.
Importante.
Why am I so sad? It smells like flowers in here. Like jasmine. Flowers or something. Can you smell that?
Yes, I can.
Who wrote that?
You did.
I wrote that.
Yes.
Heard from Father Andrew?
No, Eminence. He hasn't filed a report since he got there.
What are these?
These are newspaper clippings from our office in New York. The first one is from Pennsylvania. The others are from New York and Washington.
These are even more damaging. This one mentions the stigmata. He doesn't seem to be diffusing the situation.
Shall I call him on?
Have him conclude his investigation immediately. Present his report to me in New York at the end of next week.
God bless.
Come stay.
Bonjour.
Andiamo, si.
Frankie, can you please come over here and have a look at this? I just can't believe that none of this means anything to you. Frankie? Frankie? Can you please look at this? Sometimes subjects retain fragments or images that can be transmitted subconsciously and
the subject doesn't retain fragments of images. You don't get it, do you, Father Kiernan?
I don't know what the hell that means. I don't know what the hell this means. I just want my life back, okay?
You messed up. I'm not gonna let you off the hook.
Okay, but I am sorry.
You know, for a priest, you're pretty relentless.
Yeah, I guess I stopped being a priest and slid back into being a scientist. It happened.
Hey, what kind of a scientist is a priest anyway?
You don't want to know.
Oh, yes, I do. You are an organic chemist. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you walk around with those glasses with scotch tape around the sides and pocket protectors?
Oh, I did, actually. Anyway, one day I just decided that I was going to become a priest.
Well, why?
The holes.
The holes?
Mm. The holes in the theories.
What theories?
The world is 6 billion years old, right? There's been life on this planet for 3 billion years, but for 3 billion years before that, there was nothing. No life. Just a bunch of elements swirling around. And then one day, for no apparent reason whatsoever, all these elements came together in perfect harmony and there was suddenly life. Living things like lilac and hedgehogs and
beer.
Snails and
cheesecake.
Beer and cheesecake. Did you know that monks invented alcohol?
Yeah, everybody knows that.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, to get back to the big hole, there really isn't any explanation. And I figured that there was something more important than organic chemistry going on, and I figured that it was God, and that God was responsible for all this life.
I really can't get a line on you.
Why not?
First of all, I can't understand a man who's never, you know.
Never made love to a woman? Well, this may come as a great surprise to you, but I wasn't born a priest.
But you didn't like it.
Well, what's not to like?
But you don't miss her?
Yes, of course I miss her. I mean, I'm human. I struggle with it. But I've made a choice. Basically, what I've done is I've exchanged one set of complications for another.
You, didn't you say that there were 5 wounds? Well, this is the 4th. What's the 5th?
A spear.
Someone that killed him.
Don't worry, Frankie. No stigmatic has ever received the full 5 wounds.
Have you ever met another person who had stigmata?
I did make a pilgrimage to a small village in the mountains of southern Italy. There I met a priest called Padre Pio. He first received the wounds when he was 23 years of age, same age as St. Francis of Assisi.
Who's St. Francis of Assisi?
St. Francis was the first person to receive the stigmata in the 13th century. He was a wild young man. He suddenly changed his ways after he'd had a vision of being crucified alongside Christ. When he woke up, his hands and his feet were bleeding.
Priest, were his wounds as bad as mine?
Padre Pio. Sometimes he lost a pint of blood a day, and he suffered terrible demonic attacks.
A priest?
All stigmatics suffer the most intense spiritual conflict. The nearer they come to God, the more open they are to temptation, to evil visions, to the torment of their demons. There's also a smell which accompanied the wounds. The odor of sanctity, the smell of
flowers.
Yes. Flowers.
Well, what happened to him? How many wounds did he receive?
He he lived into old age.
How many wounds did he receive?
2.
I'm dying, Arnold. This thing is killing me.
Closer shot?
My guess is it's probably Aramaic.
I suspect. I'm looking at it.
Is there a problem, Gianni?
Yes.
Don't send me any more of these pictures.
How many did you send?
6. Why?
The problem is what it says.
Well, what does it say?
It says the
kingdom of God is inside you and all about you.
Andrew, forget you saw this. Drop it immediately. Don't send
Jane,
me any
what
more.
Is the problem? You remember the Gospels.
Archivio chiude fra 10 minuti.
Johnny. Johnny.
Do you remember the Gospels, Commission?
It was closed down suddenly by your friend, Cardinal Hausmann.
Yes, a few years ago, yes.
We discovered a document that looked like it was a completely new Gospel.
Well, what's the significance of that?
I was one of the 3 translators of this Gospel.
It was written entirely in Aramaic. The language
of Jesus and his disciples.
It may be Jesus' actual words, his own.
Where is it?
Si, mando il documento domani. Domani.
Johnny.
Buonasera.
What's going on? Are you there?
Johnny?
Later.
What's this?
Is that a painting?
No, it's a mirror.
Well, who else was in the room?
I don't know.
I thought you said it was just you two.
16A. Do you have any?
Who is that?
I'll be back as soon as I can.
Cardinal Hausmann.
I'm late for a meeting with the Curia.
At your discretion, but I think this might be of interest.
What is it? Where did you get this?
It was emailed to Father Delmonico.
By who?
Father Kiernan in Pittsburgh.
Do you know what it means?
No. Is it important?
We tell the meeting I'll be with them in a few minutes.
Who is it?
Non è da non attaccare.
Chi?
Io sono un vecchio amico.
Delmonico?
Che è successo?
Il Vangelo di Gesù è riapparso.
Non ci credo.
Alameda.
Alameda?
Erano stati uniti a Pittsburgh.
Richiamami, eh?
No, non lo so. Hausmann mi ucciderà.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. You'll be able to get these stitches out soon. It's great. Mm-hmm. We see you for it. Mm-hmm. Right. Is this hurt?
Your vow? You took a vow to be dead from the neck down? Come on. I've seen the way you look at me. You know the way that I feel about you.
Come on, I'm not blind. It's okay. It's okay.
No.
Why? Because I painted the wall out, is that it? So now I'm no use to you, right? Is that it?
Enter me!
You are
so proud of me, a
holy abstinent!
I'm touching a woman!
I would kill you! Women are dead!
Don't make those complications!
That's
why you became a priest. It has nothing to do with your
convenient
little story! Virgins and
I've never seen you pray before.
I haven't prayed for a very long time.
Come here. okay, come on.
We've come to help. Take her to the Archdiocese straight away.
Girl wrote it. I don't know what it means. Neither does she.
Why was it painted over? What language is it in?
It's Aramaic.
How do you know that?
Well, that's completely irrelevant.
See, what I don't understand is why you would send this to anyone other than me. What are you hiding from me, Andrew?
Look, all I know is that the girl is fighting for her life. If she receives another wound, she's going to die unless we help her.
Right. I'm taking over this case. Go back to Father Downing's getting us.
I'm not leaving her alone.
You're not leaving her alone. You're leaving her in the care of the sisters.
Look, you sent me here. I didn't want to come. You told me to deal with her. That's what I'm doing. She's in no condition to take on you or the church.
This is not about a girl taking on me or taking on the church.
Why are you so concerned about those photographs? Why is that more important than a girl bleeding to death?
Andrew, what's happened to you? Where's your loyalty?
Don't you lecture me about loyalty, Daniel.
The only reason you've been tolerated by the congregation for so long is because you were a good scientist, because of your objectivity. But you've lost that. The last thing I expected to see when I walked into that girl's apartment was the two of you lying on a bed together.
Oh.
Look, I know you think you're helping her, but you're not. If anything, she's getting worse. Andrew, you're in no state to help anyone right now. You're exhausted. Look at you. Go to Father Downing's, get some rest. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Why are you so concerned with these photographs?
Father Delmonico showed them to us. He seemed to think they were important.
What do they mean?
We've no idea, but we're working on it.
Does it have anything to do with the Gospel Commission?
We don't know. Good night, Andrew.
I'm kidding.
I want to see Alameda.
I don't know any Alameda.
Delmonico faxed me this copy of his document.
The girl wrote this. I saw her do it. What is this?
It's maybe the most significant Christian relic ever found.
Why?
It's an Aramaic scroll from the first century, discovered near the caves of the Dead Sea Scrolls outside Jerusalem. Alameda and I concluded that it is a gospel of Jesus Christ in his own words, Aramaic. There are some factions in the Vatican who believe that this document could destroy the authority of the Mother Church.
How?
It was Jesus' words to his disciples on the night of his Last Supper, his instructions to them on how to continue his church after his death.
Why would that be so threatening?
When we gave our initial conclusions to the Gospel Commission, Hausmann ordered us to stop our work immediately. Alameda refused. He stole the document and disappeared.
Hausmann excommunicated us in our absence. You have no idea where he is?
He doesn't want to be caught until he finishes the translation. But show this guy.
That's Ramon Comi and Alameda. We were all translating the new gospel together. I've seen this man 3 weeks ago in Brazil.
Yeah?
He's dead.
How do you know this?
Because I saw him in his coffin in the church in Belo Quinto. I'm sorry.
Then it's all over. It's gone forever.
Why was your work stopped? What was so threatening about this gospel?
Look around you, Father. What do you see?
I see a church.
It's a building.
The true church of Jesus Christ is so much more. Not in buildings made of wood and stone.
I love Jesus. I don't need an institution between him and me.
You see, just God and man.
No priests, no churches.
The first words in Jesus' gospel are, the kingdom of God is inside you. And all around you, not in the buildings of wood and stone. Split a piece of wood, and I'm there. Lift the stone, and you
will find me.
Yes, Father.
Why is Father Alameda wearing gloves?
Alameda was a tormented man. Holy man. Very holy man. He wore the gloves to cover the marks of the stigmata.
She has the stigmata. That's why. She's just his messenger.
Hausmann will never let this gospel get out.
Almighty God, bless your humble servant. Guide me with your Holy Spirit, and forgive me for I have sinned exceedingly in thought, word, and deed. Sins deserve your punishments because they have crucified my loving Savior Jesus Christ. Remember our sins, or those of our forefathers.
For is that
and
true?
And not punish us for our offenses.
Lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
Save this woman to yourself. Spirit of lust, by the power of Jesus Christ, I command you, come out of her body now and for all.
Spirit of hatred, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, come out of her body now and for all.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I can warm
or chapel. I tuoi occhi sono aperti.
Mormon vedi in
heavenly
protection.
The tower of strength to her, O Lord. Why do you care for the guilty? The victory over her. I am the church.
Sei tu il vero membro con la chiesa, Hausmann.
I am the church.
Stop.
Get away from me. Get them out of here. Get out of here. Get out.
Give me
Get out.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Save this woman, your servant. Send her help from the holy place, O Lord. Give her heavenly protection. Save this woman, O Lord, and let the enemy have no victory over her.
Send her help from the holy place, O Lord.
Brandy!
You will not destroy my church. You spent your last days in the church.
Are you Paul Alameda? Give me your wisdom. Let me be your messenger. A messenger believes. A messenger has faith. You have only doubt.
This woman. Give her grace and let her not come into the ways of harm. For Jesus Christ, we have all been saved, and let us not fear any ill. For Jesus is with us, and the unity of the Holy Spirit will be with us forever and ever. God bless your soul, Brother Alameda. Go in peace.
gods inside you and all around you. Not in mansions of wood and stone.
The kingdom of God is inside you and all around you. Not in buildings of wood and stone. Split a piece of wood. And I'm there.
These are the hidden sayings that the living Jesus spoke. Whoever discovers the meaning of these sayings will not taste death.